All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
I hate to break the fishing news after Ramchuk, but I'd like to speak about the ice hockey.
Congratulations, you're one of the 13 listeners of the Real Life Podcast.
We just traded a migraine in for like an orgasm.
Might want to mark that down, Ramchuk.
Yep. All of my projects are on schedule until they're not.
A member of the Nation Network of Podcasts.
About as funny as we're going to get today.
All right, Election Day episode of Real Life, so we're all dropping our hottest political takes. If this was Owen
Vote, Rady, everyone. Remember to vote. I'm just watching this video of
people voting
in Latvia of everyone getting together to celebrate the bronze medal, and it is insane.
They got the day off.
They took a national holiday.
Here I am at work on a Monday like a sucker, and we won the gold.
Yeah.
And against Germany.
Won gold.
Like,
That's just a Monday in the World Hockey Championship for us. I did get a video from Larvinen. For anyone in Europe, the World Hockey Championships is huge. For Canada and U.S., it's like, because we got the Stanley Cup playoffs going on. But for them, it's like, it's their Super Bowl. So Larvinen sent me a nice video, but also very upset that he had to do it. Congratulating me as if I'm on the team.
Well,
Lucic was, so it's kind of like we all had
a good on him. A little swan song, you know?
Does that mean he's done? You got to think that.
No, I think he wants to come back.
Yeah. Bruins League men next year.
I could see that.
That's you guys care about this tournament? I blinked and it was a gold medal game.
You know what? I want to go to one so bad. Yeah. And if I could imagine where I'd want to go, it would be Latvia and Finland. So and they combined it this year, those buggers.
I actually did not know it was the gold medal game, Chalmers, until I was having breakfast at Muggins and it just so happened to be on the TVs.
Yeah.
So then I watched the rest of it.
Weird. You live in the West End. You didn't have a choice but to go there.
Had to.
Fuck. Any more options out there? I'm going to solve this, Tyler.
Did you need more options?
You know, I'm starting to realize your frustration with my take on Donairs, because your take on Muggins to me is the most flabbergasting thing in the world.
It's a quality cheap breakfast.
It is the most quality cheap breakfast. Everything about it is perfect.
You want to know what a quality cheap breakfast is?
I know.
The Commodore downtown.
100%.
Nobody
that
wants,
is a quality
who
cheap
wants
breakfast.
To go there,
sounds
though.
Too bougie.
But I live in the West End. I don't live downtown.
It is the opposite of bougie,
want,
which also
you
makes
want
it so
cubed,
awesome.
Perfectly cooked seasoned hash browns? Got them.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, wow. You want perfectly cooked eggs? Even if you asked for basted medium, you got them. You want
to go a couple of spins on the VLTs while you're waiting?
Yes. Got it. Cold Coors Light out of the third.
It could be in a Rickards
Sub-Zero tap. Got it.
Could be in a Rickards Red glass. Doesn't matter.
Always a table open, especially now that it's patio season. Got it.
Patio right in the parking lot.
I don't know what there's
lot.
Not to like.
Yeah.
Like,
what is your beef with Muggins?
I don't want to be too slanderous about it.
Potential sponsor, Muggins. Yeah. Just killing them.
Hey, man, they're advertising at the Oilers game.
They should sponsor the show to force me to say I like it.
Oh, how dare you?
No, I would never. That's my integrity. My breakfast, I take breakfast very seriously. I want to contribute to solving the option problem.
Where else
there,
am I supposed to go in the West
time.
End?
I know. I'd love to. I need more time. I have an idea.
We've had solution. This conversation and there isn't
a good
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I just, we can't, and you're going to be part of it.
Solution, noodle breakfast.
No, I know what part of it is.
He did that once upon a time.
We toyed with that. Now imagine this, tater tots.
Mm-hmm.
Scrambled eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful cut up sauces, chunks, butter chicken sauce.
In a box.
It's a butter chicken skillet.
That actually sounds delightful.
It was fucking unreal.
It made it that far.
It went past R&D. It made it to
quietly did it downtown. Yeah, we did it downtown for a little bit.
There was like, a crepes one that I used to get.
There was like a French toast one. Oh my God, it was unreal.
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out to Oodle Noodle, Oilers Nation stickers in store. That sounds very good.
Capilano needs a refresh, by the way, I've been told.
Ah, a refresh.
I love how like you can take a skillet and a regular house breakfast.
Mm.
One's just mixed up.
Yep.
The other one is not.
Yep.
They're the same goddamn thing.
But to get the
yet skillets are like $4 more.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. They're no bigger. They're no bigger.
Got to pay for that pan.
Just ask for a bowl. Put the hashies in first.
The skillet at Muggins is good. Where my beef is with breakfast places, and this is just a generic statement, is their sausage game. The ones that get the sausages when you cut open, it's just goo.
Mm.
Like, get an actual sausage, please.
Goo sausage.
Full disclosure, never had a sausage in Muggins before because I need to have bacon. Sorry.
Are you cheering for the sausage or?
I'm always cheering for the sausage. I've never had sausage. I actually think that Muggins bacon is elite.
Yeah, it's really good because it's always perfect between soggy, like floppy and crispy. Exactly. It's never too crispy. It's never too floppy. Mm-hmm. I hate both of those.
Yep.
But you make it like the perfect
small window there.
Yeah, there is a small window
and they perfected it.
They have.
I also prefer shredded hash browns over cubes.
I do like shredded.
See, we just got different breakfast.
But the thing is though, like shredded is tough to find. Even in the grocery store, it's tough to find.
Yeah.
You try to make your own. But the potatoes of the Commodore are elite because they hand cut them little circles.
I hate that we're comparing the two because I love both of these spots.
Oh man.
But that's not what I'm trying to get to.
But people need to go to the Commodore.
Okay. Little unknown fact. River Cree has a very good, cheap breakfast option.
And it is not that far away.
So does the St. Albert Casino.
It just scares.
Casino 101, have good, cheap food.
I know that there's a VLT. I know that there's VLTs in Muggins. But there's something scary about going to a casino for breakfast.
I don't trust myself.
It's like going to an amusement park for popcorn and being like, I'm not going to ride the rides. You
think that the breakfast is the loss leader.
I know.
Hey?
I'm going to end up at the tables after. That's what's
going to serve breakfast at the craps table.
My dad and his buddies, now that they're all retired, they go every Wednesday to the casino for breakfast.
Your dad's not retired. I saw him driving around. He's still a hardworking guy.
He's semi-retired.
Okay.
Don't let him fill your head with propaganda, with Ross propaganda.
Well, you know, he's just driving around the city in a van.
He's
just got to get out of the house, man. You've never come up with fake Saturday tasks just to get out of the house for a couple hours? Just thought about something you really don't need from the Home Depot, but you got to go there.
No. Well, in the summer recently I've been like, you know what? If you can give yourself 2 hours on a Saturday morning to go do work, you can do like, it feels like 2 days worth of shit. So, you know, you say borrowed that I got to work for a couple hours, maybe you push it to three, but that third hour you go to the driving range.
So what up with the boys at the casino?
Oh, they go and none of them are gamblers. Like they straight up just go, they're going to run that casino dry because they're going for like the $3.99 breakfast fucking off right after.
They just like the bells in the background.
Back the hell out of that.
And like you can ask them all their orders and they know it down to the point of like what menu items they will get charged more for and which ones they know not to add. Like
they're spending $5 and that's it.
They're getting the hell out of there.
These are men with a plan.
Yep. This is like my, that's my uncle's in Moose Jaw. Jesus. You want to talk about a routine at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock every day. Burger King for coffee.
Burger King.
Cheapest coffee.
Okay.
2 p.m., 8 p.m. every day.
Meet with their friends. 8 p.m. is a late coffee.
I know. Well, probably decaf.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't eat. They'll go spend a buck.
The Burger King employees the first couple of times being like, I'm going to fucking decaf.
Do you know what?
Just a decaf.
Yeah. When it comes to routines, there's no other place that I do this other than Muggins. One of the things that drives me there is they always have newspapers and they always have the Journal and the Sun. I can flip through while I'm waiting for my breakfast.
Join Ross and the boys.
And then, hey, I can do a crossword.
Oh,
I never do crosswords anywhere else, but at Muggins.
Man, the Globe and Mail or National Post, the bank when I worked at ATB, that I would just cry.
We went through a crossword phase, remember? When we were younger.
I love the National Post crossword. I loved doing that for lunch. Loved it.
I only do it in pen too, which is a risky game.
You're committed.
It's a risky game, but you just got to be committed.
Just gonna wedge jam those words in.
How's everybody's weekend?
Casual. I did nothing. It was great.
It was one of those, yeah. Like it's May and hockey is not relevant. As exciting and relevant as I thought it was going to be.
It was only also one game on the weekend.
Yeah. And no sports yesterday.
I'm more excited for
the basketball. Is that what you're going to say?
Yeah.
I can't disagree, man.
Can't get excited about the Jays right now, although they did win yesterday.
Yeah. And they have a day off tonight. I'm more excited for the basketball tonight than I am Stars Golden Knights.
Me too.
I'm going to a bar to watch it, actually.
That is this
who's
is
for
Miami.
Jamie Buckets.
It would be interesting though if the Celtics pull it off.
Historic. I am rooting for the Stars to pull it off in their series.
Yeah, because I got a heavy bet on them winning the cup.
I don't, you know, my people in my life, they're cheering for the Knights, and their sole reason is that we can say we lost to the eventual
Stanley Cup. Such a Toronto Maple Leaf fan mentality. And I just don't think
that just isn't enough of a reason for me to cheer for a team that beat us.
Yeah,
I don't want to see them have success.
But it's like if we just beat the Golden Knights, I know we would have matched up good against the Stars, but we didn't.
Rats.
Rats indeed.
And the Florida Panthers just sitting there on borrowed time as well.
Kill Bobrovsky. I'm so worried about him.
Yeah.
Poor little Bob.
I think this is the worst.
Because he's been
on UG Bobrovov?
Why would you want a day off?
Bobabka.
When you're hot at the craps table, do you just go, I'm not going to play for seven rolls? No, you keep going.
Yeah.
I like to pull out early.
You can clip that, Survey Brett. I'm with you. I don't think that this is the worst case scenario for the Panthers. Just sitting there idle.
I think it's terrible for them.
Awful. They were rolling. They were major rolling.
They were rolling, but like, we'll see. Cause if this series goes to seven, like that's going to be pretty exhausting to that team. And they're going to have to like rush right in. If it goes to seven, what they play tonight and then they'd play Wednesday and then Saturday it starts.
Like 2 days like off.
That's,
we were
hosting too. If you're Vegas, you get to stay at home.
We talked about the East being so hard that it was going to get out of there, that you were going to beat each other up and that the team coming into the Stanley Cup final would be kind of right for the, it's kind of opposite.
It is so all
the
opposite.
I was not expecting the dumb shit that's been happening in the Western Conference final, like the Western playoffs. I mean, starting with Petrangelo and then what Ben did. I mean, it's just,
he fell on him.
I don't get it.
He fell.
I just don't get it. Who cares?
Suspension served. He's there for game six.
Yeah, like gravity.
I don't like when these players that I've grown to just like and respect as like just good hockey guys.
Yeah.
You know, Ben kind of tested my nerves when he did that bullshit to Hyman in the middle of the season. You know, all-time good guy Hyman and just like Ben's intense Canadian hockey boy, Jamie Ben, who Ben's you just gotta love. I know, but when he does this kind of stuff, you're just like, you can respect a prick. I respect Matthew Tkachuk right now. He's a prick. He's not doing anything like super dirty.
On the freaking NBA on TNT broadcast, rocking an elbow room shirt. Unbelievable.
Is that a bar or something?
It's like a famous bar in Fort Lauderdale. I was there when he was there during All-Star.
In Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the elbow room.
Yeah,
what's so great about it?
It's just like a little shitty dive bar, but it's two floors. Calling it a shitty dive isn't right. It's like an iconic dive bar.
It's the Roxy.
And like, that's where people go. And the one night I was there with Frank and Pete Blackburn, and we were just standing there doing whatever. And PK, this black Escalade, pulls up to the front door, PK Subban hops out, does like a hot lap, talks to this one older lady for like 15 minutes, got right back in the Escalade and boom, gone. It's weird.
That's all you need.
But all the famous people are like attracted to that spot.
Yeah.
Cool. All you need.
I just love how they keep they keep getting on the NBA.
I know.
On TNT. And
I think they just do a swap.
Because TNT gets it. They're trying to grow the hockey because they invest a lot of money.
Swap Shaq in on the coverage.
That's why that TV.
You mean deal. Charles?
Both. I like both of them.
Yeah.
Bobovka was that was an all time.
Bobovka and Miss a Balkoff. I'm like, oh my god. I wonder if he's gonna get Kachuk right. And then he nailed it.
Yeah, he knows. He
Sergey Bobovka.
I went to a comedy show for the first time this weekend. Never been to one before.
Did you laugh?
Yeah.
Oh,
where was it?
It was just at West Ed.
Comic strip.
Yeah. So me and a buddy were just killing a night at the mall, and we were pretty drunk. And we were like, oh, there's a comedy show starting in like half an hour.
What were you doing at the mall to get drunk?
At the casino. You really didn't have to ask
Did cheap lunch lure you in?
No, it did not. But we were just, I don't know, we need something to do. So we went like, oh, we'll go to the casino.
Did you know, was it a headliner or was it just like a local?
There was a headliner. He was a guy from Chicago. I don't remember
his name. Oh, yeah.
Because I was very drunk. But it was pretty funny. Like for $35 to sit there for 2 hours and kind of always have something going on. That was like I knew I would enjoy it, but I didn't know how much I'd enjoy
it. Oh no, it's a great time. Shows are great.
When you got seated, were you close to the stage? That's an easy room for crowd work.
Oh yeah.
It's because a great room for crowd work.
Yeah. Because the tables are so close to the stage that
probably by design.
If you are drunk and you,
yeah, you make one noise.
Maybe make a noise. You might become the target for the comedian. And
yeah,
so
yeah, yeah.
Where were you guys?
Because the show started at 9:30. We walked up to the little booth at like 9:29.
That's good for you. That's getting you in the back.
Yeah. So we're just sitting at the back. But it was funny. The first kid comes on and young kid. And the buddy I'm with leans over and is like, I think we know this guy. I was like, what? I don't know him. He goes, no. Like this specific night a couple years ago, he's like, we were at that house party and we shotgunned beers with him in a kitchen. And I was like, oh, fuck, I don't remember that. And then after the show, the comedian came up and was like, hey, I know you guys.
We shotgunned beers
together that one time, like 2 a.m. I was like, holy fuck. How does everyone remember this interaction but me? But it was funny. The only thing I didn't like is the guy who was there from Chicago started his set with like a little like, oh, Edmonton, like shit town. And it was like,
That's the go-to. They think they're like,
oh, the drive from the airport. Eh.
It's like, constant.
Fuck off.
They always do
that. The potholes.
Yeah. It's like, okay, that's not that funny, man. But then he kind of got it back on the rails.
I'm surprised. I find it interesting. That's your first ever one. I've got tickets to 3 comedians already lined up for this summer.
It's a good time. I mean,
great time.
It's hard to not laugh because
they're good.
I'm going to see Jimmy Carr here right away in 2 weeks.
So's Liam.
He's the English. Is he?
Yeah.
Maybe we can double date. And then I've got Anthony Jeselnik coming up in August.
Wait, where's he?
Ooh.
Jube. Got to be somewhere bigger than.
Who are we talking about?
Jeselnik?
Jeselnik is at River Cree.
Yeah, he's a big show.
Jimmy Carr is at the Agricom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to see Theo Vaughn at that outdoor thing.
I'm going to Bill Burr.
Those are a couple, like Theo Vaughn and Anthony Jeselnik are a couple really big like social media comedians right now.
Yep. Yeah, Jeselnik I would go see.
Jeselnik's great.
There's those two guys, Andrew Santori or Andrew Santoro.
Yep.
And Bobby Lee, who have a podcast called The Bad Guys. And they are so good. The one guy was on Dave, and I'm sure you guys have seen Dave with Lil Dicky.
Yeah.
They got to start doing a comedy tour because I'd go see them in a second.
I wanted to go see Bill Burr, but the tickets are just.
Oh, so you're just.
But these guys, it's a funny.
Oh, we could have saw them in Vegas for like cheap.
It's a funny thing that these guys do. They all just have each other on their shows.
But it works.
And it works because there's always clips that you can put on social media. Where you don't need to sit down for the 40-minute interview. You just hear like the 5-minute clip, 3-minute clip.
And because they're all buddies, they're just bullshitting and it turns out to be great.
Yeah. Theo Vaughn's, his whole act is that he's kind of a dumb guy.
And he's just
kind of a redneck.
And his thing too is you don't know whether he's joking or if he's actually being serious. It'd be like, wow, when I was a young man, I knew a guy, he had no teeth named Cooter and blah, blah, blah. And he'll tell this random story. I'd be like, what the fuck are you talking
about?
I've heard his stand-up's different than his, like what you
not get really
from TikTok. No,
but that's kind of the opposite with Jeselnik. That guy's supposed to, he's more of a thoughtful comedian, right?
And he tells some dark, dark jokes.
Yeah,
so I'm super excited about it.
There was a couple jokes at the comedians on Saturday. And again, I don't remember them, but I remember it felt like I was the only one laughing at them because they were like kind of edgier and darker.
You were just drunk enough not to care about what everybody else in the place thought about you laughing.
There was a couple I was dying and I was like, how is no one else laughing at this fucking joke?
You said it was
Rocky Laporte?
Yeah.
There you go.
You said that you were surprised that we should have known you went to the mall for the casino.
Yep.
But we used to legitimately go to the mall just for patio days
in the winter
on Bourbon Street because
patio sessions. Yeah.
Oh, totally.
They all used to have a patio, but the best one was Tony Roma's.
Tony Roma's.
Yeah, we used to sit on Tony Roma's patio and just people watch for like 6 hours.
Margarita Sundays at Earl's.
Play NTN. NTN was like a trivia game. Some of the bars have it. Like there's places that still have it where you can play trivia. Damn. Those were good times. So yeah. So I was right when you said that we were at the mall to get drunk. I'm like, oh, nice old patio session on Bourbon Street. Yeah.
I was actually thinking I want to do a get drunk at West Edmonton Mall, but I want to do it at the water park. Mm-hmm. We talked about this last week when you were here.
Yep.
Although again, I looked up at how much tickets are.
It's expensive cover charge.
That is an expensive day to get in there and drink.
It's ridiculous.
I was there with my family, I don't know, in April.
And I was there a month ago.
And yeah, we went and had a few beers. I think they're like $7 a beer.
Can I
sound terrible?
Say I was surprised with the amount of T bars I saw.
On dudes?
Nope. No, I didn't see one on dudes. But like I didn't expect it. I didn't think we were in Barcelona.
Buffalo, just straight ass, eh?
Straight ass, like like more than five.
You got to get a bronze on the buns, man.
And I, and like
indoor water park.
Yeah.
I think maybe I'm just getting older or something because when I went to the gym, like girls didn't wear like just half shirts or like sports bars or sports bras, but they do that now. And maybe that's just like more accepted, but like I was a little thrown off. I was like the water park, huh? That's a bold choice. Yeah.
When Charles I was at got the bricked up at the water park, didn't see it coming.
I did not see that coming. When I was like, no wonder it's so expensive in here.
When I went and saw the Blackberry movie at the mall last weekend, there's like, I didn't know that there was dudes in their early 20s now wearing crop tops.
No.
Come on.
I saw dudes rolling around in crop tops.
That was actually
like around
style in the late 80s. I remember
early 90s.
Like a little bit shorter.
Yeah. Patrick Swayze used to run those.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I noticed it when we were in LA too. And I was just like, wow, we're in LA. Well,
like 5 years ago, the style was very long t-shirts.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now we've reverted.
Drop crotch.
Yeah.
So whatever the style is, the long t-shirt's coming back. So if we're talking about style, a friend of ours posted a picture of a hockey team, like a probably a U-50 or U-18 triple A hockey team. And they all had long hair. It's a big thing to have long hair. Right now you got to get the letty flowing, but they all wore their hats.
Oh,
yeah.
Like 10 sizes too small.
But we used to do that at junior high.
I didn't.
Oh.
And then right on top of their head, like,
just a
small breeze and these things are flying off their head.
I always get mad when people will like, they'll comment on shows or something and be like, put your fucking hat on the right way. I had a guy come up to me once at an Oilers game. I was just rocking a Backwards Nation hat. He took it off my head and put it on me forward. And
was it Brownlee? Brownlee's got beef with Backwards.
I know. And this random dude does this to me. He goes, you'll get more women if it's forward. And I hate that. I'm like, let people wear their hats however the fuck they want. But then I also
personal
get
that's the thing personal space, for. My
but
man.
Then, but then I get
political
mad.
Day. That's his platform.
And then all of a sudden, this girl came up to me and was like, "Hey, what's up?" And I was like, "Okay, it be."
But then I get mad when I see kids rocking their hats on the top of their head, and I'm like, "God, that looks so dumb." And then I'm like, "Ah, that's how people see me in my backwards hat," and it's a big conundrum for me.
But I think they actually do their hair with the hat on,
yeah,
because they feather it up over the hair. My son is. Got long hair and he's very close to this age where it's going to start doing this.
Oh yeah. But I'm going to remind you like, junior high, man, think of the shit we used to fucking wear, man. Know. Crazy baggy pants, hats up like Junkers. That.
Well, you're looking at pictures. We were looking at pictures from a birthday party at the function that I was at because I missed this thing on Thursday. We were looking at old pictures and it was right around our like Abercrombie and Fitch. What's the other one? Hollister phase.
Yeah.
Those were not good looks, like at all. We looked ridiculous. Big belt buckles.
Oh yeah.
That were just anything. Like I remember having like a big lion one.
Yeah.
I had one of like big Elvis Presley. Yeah. And I was but you had your polo tee.
Tucked in
just on the belt buckle.
Yep.
Puka shells.
I had a sweet Cadillac belt buckle. I don't even like cars really.
Was it one that somebody actually, cause I hated this fad. I really hated this, but people would take the hood ornaments off of cars and then they'd fashion them into belt buckles. I thought that was just not cool.
I owned the car that had the greatest hood ornament of all time, the Dodge Ram Charger, which was a big ram's head that came off the hood and it was fucking someone clipped mine. It's devastated.
Yeah. It was like the Rolls Royce one before the Rolls Royce one.
Like that one is just
I remember
so
how big it was. It was
actually that was Fuck, I missed that Ram. I gotta get a photo of Crawford sitting on the hood of my Bronco. just like I have a little a picture of a little me sitting on the hood of the Ram wearing an elephant toque.
An elephant toque.
Yeah. Toque made with of ivory.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
No, it was just
on the brand new Dodge Ram that probably wasn't cheap back then. Balling out of control.
Inflation now, am I right? Let's talk about the election.
Yeah, you guys want to dive right in?
Mortgage rates.
Okay, so let's dive right into this.
I renewed mine. I'm ready.
Yeah, as I've have you guys like I don't give.
I'm excited. I get care to who go anybody votes for, but
have you?
Not yet. I'll do it when I go home.
I'm doing. I get to vote in my old school. I haven't been in the school since. A long time.
Rio. That's where we vote. Yeah.
Yeah. I went there for grade 6 when I made my move west.
Yeah. So we got to get that done.
Chalmers, have you checked out the new gas station near us on 178th Street and about 70th Avenue, 70, whatever that is?
Oh, right no. There used to be an old Ready Mart.
Yeah.
And the Ready Mart that used to have the Esso, which was around the side, terrible place for gas. Pumps because if it was full, you like couldn't get past there.
That's right.
It's brand new. They just opened it back up. But that food store, that Ready Mart back in the day, used to be one of the ones that had all the things like you couldn't normally find. Like it would have like the Big League Chew. It would always have like hockey cards with the gum in it. Like it would have those things and like 40 Slurpees, right?
So
how is it now?
I went in this weekend.
What is it now? What's the brand?
It's a co-op, I think.
I think it's a Petro-Can.
Oh yeah. Cause there's a Petro-Can also in Collingwood.
So
I never understand this. When they put them like 4 kilometers away from each other.
Slurpee selection, very poor.
Okay.
Ooh.
Now 2/3 of their Slurpee machines were already out of order for some reason.
Oh,
so I'm going to give them a pass. We'll revisit later.
Maybe not set up.
Okay.
Yet.
Yeah. Just opening.
Kicks. So we're going to give them a pass and we're going to check out later, but
the next visit
food
is crucial.
Selection. Outrageously good.
Really?
Fantastic.
So they've
candies from all over the place. I'm a big candy guy.
What about hot food selection?
Hot food, they're still setting up their kitchen area.
Mm.
Freshly opened.
I like
grand opening.
Just cruise
Blue's
in and grab a quick hot dog wherever.
So
it's got the little bar where you can like throw some onions on there and stuff.
I'm gonna open the fifth door, back door. Well, I don't even know. Mm-hmm. Behind the curtain.
Okay.
So I'm at our local
Slurpee spot.
And I finally just have to say to them, I'm like, what's up with these flavors? Because of 8 of them, 4 of them aren't working. One is Coke, right? One is Coke.
Fine.
The other 4 are like strawberry hibiscus.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Hibiscus? Some, are you fucking kidding me?
Some lemon Sour Patch, which was awful.
That blue one is terrible.
And then cream soda.
Yep.
And I'm just like, how come we can't just have orange and grape for the summer?
Yeah.
And they were like, well, that's just not what upper management is putting out. And I went, well, what do you mean upper management? Like, just go get grape, pour it in the back, put the grape sign out front, and you got grape.
And the employee's like, can you?
Just she's like, here.
Slow it down, guys.
She opens
slow
up this down. Binder. I'm not going to lie. And shows me that week by week, they have mandated Slurpee.
But there's got to be
flavors.
A baseline to
and
that.
If no, so that week, the 4 that were out of order were supposed to be on there, but they didn't get their shipment, so they just didn't put anything in them.
That's bullshit.
It is ridiculous. And I was like, just don't you have like last week's grape?
Yeah, give me last week's
grape. She's like, no, we have to do these ones. And I'm like, this is ridiculous.
Why can't you just give me the classic?
This is what happens when management gets involved in the small decisions.
Yeah. You should have 4 staple handles.
Yes.
And then 4 rotationary ones where you can experiment.
Coke, root beer.
Because how many machines
orange,
they got there? They got 3?
And grape.
Yeah. If they've got 3, I say
no, 2. They only have 2. So then I said to them, so this is what you do. And they go, yeah, you'll always get orange and grape if you go to the places, and they call them buckets, with 12 buckets.
Yes.
But with 8 buckets, we have to do these flavors.
Oh, that sucks.
So they get four more buckets.
Yeah, get 4 more buckets, and then you could do 8 staples, and they get weird with the 4. Nobody cares about those 4.
Nobody. They're disgusting. Yeah, nobody wants red
or like
Mountain Dew Code Red.
Crystal Light or whatever those ones are.
That's the Crystal Light is the strawberry hibiscus.
Yeah, I don't
actually
want that.
Sounds good.
Okay. Anyways, so you know what? You're losing me quick, Circle K.
Oh, you added the
Husky. constantly has where, the staples.
Yeah. Where are you going to text me the address?
All right. So I'm just
the one by the Space Science Center.
Oh fuck. Now I got to travel.
The one in River Bend in by Beaulieu.
I go into our Slurpee place. I'm not satisfied with the flavor that I get from said Slurpee place. And they got rid of the fucking scooper straws. I'm a scooper and they're paper. And paper.
I shouldn't have to ask for enter to win Frosties for a year. Scratchers. If I buy four Slurpees, I better get four scratchers. If I have to ask, you better give me eight. This isn't that hard. Like, I'm not asking for a lot here.
You're a customer.
How are my kids going to win Frosters for a year?
Yeah.
If I don't get the scratchers.
So I'm just sending off an email to sales here, Chalmers. So we can't work with Circle K anymore. Back down. No, Hollister is done. Scratch the Abercrombie promo code we had coming down the pipe.
Isn't Hollister already done? Like, yeah, are they even around?
RIP.
American Eagle. That's all thing.
Still around.
Yeah. I used to get jeans from there.
Hey, that's still my number one spot for jeans.
Is it?
Nice stretch denim.
Oh, I love good stretch denim.
Yep. Nice.
Allows a guy to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, especially expanding
like
horizontally.
Those, I like those numbers.
Oh, all I wear is fucking Reigning Champ joggers. Like exclusively.
I was looking Reigning at Champ. See, look at that. We just said something nice about somebody. Put that on the pro list. Yep. Put that on the to call list.
I was also looking at Tyler's a big Lululemon pants guy.
Love Lulus.
So not I was looking at American Eagle
stretch denim.
They're an investment though.
Oh yeah, but they last, bro. You're paying for quality.
All right.
Did you hear that Lululemon employee got fired for calling the police on a looter?
Well, maybe they should.
Because it is in their policy not to convene.
So you're allowed to just steal?
I'm not saying you should. Just saying they're not supposed to do anything about it. That's hearsay.
That
anyways.
Is a thing. Like when I worked in the mall, it was just like,
allegedly,
you call mall security. You're not supposed to like step outside of the store. Cause I'm sure there's like a legal kind of aspect to like, once you're off store property, but you're on the clock, it's like,
so going whatever. Back to the mall with security, mm-hmm. I think their office is in the bottom of the Ice Palace, right? Mm-hmm. So we played on Sunday, my son's spring hockey team's wind up kind of like event before the dinner and stuff was to go play hockey, kids versus dads at the Ice Palace. There's a lot of security guards on at any given at 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. I saw that there was like 20 to 30 of them.
There's a lot of people there at that time.
Have you guys played hockey there, or anybody listening? If you've played hockey there, that basement room is the hottest surface in Edmonton.
They're trying to sweat out the perps.
It is disgustingly hot.
They don't
down
want
there.
You being lazy and hanging in the office. They want you out working the streets.
Yeah.
Playing hockey out there was so much fun. How many people just stop and watch any type of game of hockey? We got 10-year-olds versus adults and people, and it's lined. Everybody's just watching. People just stop and watch. And I said to my kids, I'm like, somebody up there right now is looking at an ice rink in a mall for the first time ever and is blown away.
Have you skated on it? I'm curious how the ice
is. Yeah, it was good. No, it was really good.
It's okay. It can get hot. It's hot out there.
It's so hot out there. Like I was in my
dollars into it a couple years ago though.
I was in my tracksuit and I was drenched and not playing hard, like having a fun time with 10-year-olds. The other thing is people sneak behind the rope, the nets. The nets are a good purchase.
Yeah.
But some people sneak behind it and sit there. There was a family of people sitting right behind the net.
All died.
And I was just like, can you move? And sure enough, like a puck flies over there because it's not high.
Yeah, no, it's not high at all.
But it is so much fun.
Oh, man. Like it is wild though. Like you can, like I put a puck. Well, actually, I've done it twice. One where the Zara is on the second floor. Put it in the Zara.
Off the cross.
And there used to be a Payless Shoes, and it still might be there on the second level.
No, I think
level.
It's a Winners now.
Yeah, it is a Winners now.
I put
winners
it in the Winners.
Moved. Oh.
Is that because...
it's not a Winners. Winners is the old...
Right. It's like a Marshall.
Is that an off the crossbar shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, that's
just straight up and out. Puck rolled off.
I didn't know if he was doing a really stupid dump.
No.
Really stupid dump out in the defensive zone.
No, that's off the crossbar and out. But like, it ain't safe up there.
No, that is fair. Before we keep moving along, got to give some love to our pal Trent and Wilhauk Beef Jerky.
Oh, man.
Hey, you're in the mall. Boom. There's the
tie-in.
You're
going to watch some hockey. And you're,
hello.
Yeah. I'll tell you one thing. Yep. Post water park pepperoni from Wilhauk at the mall. Mm-hmm. Crucial.
Ooh.
If you're there shopping, air quotations, you're at the mall and you, the people you're with want to shop, go get some beef jerky and go watch some hockey.
Or if you're just walking through feeling peckish because misses is taking too long. Well, which that's was the case kind last of what, weekend.
That was my air quotes there. Yep.
Okay.
I'm a big fan. I did it once and I'm excited to do it again. Bring some of that pepperoni and beef jerky in a little container while you're golfing. Undefeated. Unbelievable. Uh-huh.
What about getting super drunk at the casino on your way to the comic shop? Stopping.
Oh, that's what you guys were missing. You could have had a little mange there in your pockets.
It's actually very smart. Very smart.
Instead of got some salts, put a base layer down.
Extra four drinks I had before going in.
It would not have stopped you.
No, it wouldn't have.
Mm. But you'd been, you'd have been satisfied.
There you go. You can find them in the mall. They got a location in Leduc and Spruce Grove as well. Shout out to Wilhauk Beef Jerky. We're going to take a quick break here for an ad.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right. Great ad.
It was a great ad. That was one of my favorite
ones. Love that service. How was your round of golf on Saturday with your beef jerky and pepperoni?
I went with Rick.
I saw that.
It was me, Rick, my buddy Eli.
And what was his quote that I saw on Instagram?
God hates cowards. He was sitting there and he had like these massive spruce trees in front of him. And there was an opening below. And I was like, yeah, you should probably just take the 3 wood and skim it along the ground. Rick, just get it through these trees. And he was like, yep, you're right. So he lines up. He's got the club in his hands. He's taking his practice swings and he just stops and goes, God hates cowards. And he went and got a 60 and he smoked it right into the trees. And it spit it out perfectly on the other side. So same result.
Rewarded for his risk.
Yeah, yep. It all works. It all works.
But it was all right. I didn't play that great, but Rick's a good golfer. Rick can hit the ball.
Well, he's at the driving range a lot.
Yeah. It's nice. It's very satisfying to golf with a group when you're all like the same skill range. Like the amount of times we all just scored the exact same on a hole was pretty high, which is nice.
Just play for money, play skins.
Rick and I definitely could. We shot the exact same actually on Saturday. So Rick and I could definitely go head to head for some cash. I don't know if I want to. I crack under pressure.
But you'll go to the casino and just drop hundies?
Yes.
Well, that rain is coming outside.
But a $20 match will just sink you?
Mm-hmm.
You playing blackjack?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just got crushed.
We played some big money golf this weekend. I went to a golf tournament with some friends out at
I'm going to be there.
Oh, Pine Ridge. It was so good. So on Friday night, we get there and if you don't know Pine Ridge very well, it's just got like the trailers and the places that you stay are like right on the golf course. And we go out on the 8th hole and we just have like a horse race. And that was probably worth more than the actual tournament was. A horse race is where you use one club, got to putt it, lose.
Would you guys just keep playing the hole over and over again?
Over and over again. So you lose somebody every time, or you lose two people if they score the worst score.
Cut established,
right? There's, the worst leaves. And so it got down to me and Kevy.
Oh.
Yeah, and I sunk an 8-footer for birdie.
Attaboy.
And took her home. And then the next day was just out there.
What was the
pot? Well, there was $200.
Nice.
$200. Yeah. So a good haul for an hour's worth of having fun. But the next day was like the actual tournament. And it was a lot of hungover golf to be played.
Is it still the Chapman?
No. We did it basically just net best score.
Net
for
best.
You and your team. So you take your net best score then
Oh yeah.
We had a pickleball tournament and we played for 5.5 hours and there was two courts and there was only a handful of us playing. So when I say we played for 5 hours, I literally played for 4.5 of those hours. I was just drunk enough to not hurt in my body, but I was just sober enough to like have a really good time and be like athletic enough to do it. It's my new sport, man.
It's so like, much fun.
There was the first time I've ever played on like a real pickleball court with real rules, not some chalked out and like a fake net. Yeah, yeah. It's electric. And you don't have to be a pro athlete to be good at
That's
it.
That's why it's so approachable. Yeah.
That's why it's taken over.
There's some of the guys we like, there was a couple of the old boys that were a friend of ours that puts it on and his dad, 70-year-old guys. Really good at pickleball because it's not like, you can just stand at the net. And if you're quick with your arms, you don't need to be running all around the court, right? No. Like
it's really all about net game.
How hard can you hit it? If you really smoke it,
you can hit it really hard, but then it just flies out of the court.
Yeah.
It's about hitting it hard, but low enough. So it dips over the net and then drops. And that's hard. I mean, and then that's where you got to learn like the overhand spin. But like some of the guys that we play with had played quite a bit and like, returning their serves is just really, really hard.
Like, but the serve is supposed to be like only a.
Yeah, they're not. Oh, we were getting a little. Yeah, I was getting a little.
So you can't do that.
It was
like that's the thing. Like
you got to respect it
because that's so you're not.
Nobody was really calling the over. It wasn't the overhand. It just couldn't go above halfway. Right.
It has to be underhand, man. Oh. You have to serve.
Like,
underhand.
Yeah, we weren't. I don't think we were completely like calling that rule, but don't go in the kitchen around some of those old boys, cause
I'll get you.
You get yelled at. So this rain out here, another thing that I say, talk about school and I talk about them giving a lot of PD days, but here's a positive thing about school. No
learning.
My son right now is at baseball school on a field trip.
Yeah.
At Remax that the Riverhawks put on for 2 days straight. You go there, you do some school, play some baseball, man, all day. It's super cool. Like it doesn't. Why are you looking at me like that? Why are you laughing?
I'm not.
You don't think that's awesome?
I think it's freaking sweet. So, I just love how your kid is out of the classroom more, but it's good now because it's for baseball.
I mean, I don't know. I was not here last week, but they got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off last week. And
yeah, you pitched about it the previous
Thursday. Okay, good. Not happy about it. And it's remarkable.
I want to go back to school.
Yeah, dude.
We did not get anything close to that many PD days.
So I just hope they're getting to go into the locker room right now because it just all of a sudden started pouring. But I just like all I could think about was how much I can't wait for the Riverhawks to start
June 13th.
So we can go and start watching some late night, Friday night baseball, just having a couple beers,
or just if it's a Saturday afternoon, go sit there and Saturday. Get fucking roasted in the sun.
We're Friday golfers now, Chalmers.
Oh yeah, we are.
It's a thing now.
Yeah, no, it is. So I'm getting real, real nervous because in baseball, we're in bigger diamonds with our kids and I'm.
Oh, it looks far.
Nope.
Oh,
the exact opposite.
Oh, it looks
with
closer.
One hand and a metal 29-inch bat. Uh-huh. I'm puting these things over the fence from
the Chalmers. Now
but how far? How far to the corner?
Two, 220, 225.
Well, that's.
No, one-handed.
Oh my God. I'm
throwing it up to myself.
Jesus.
Hey. So I'm getting a little worried.
Fuck me.
Kids that we play with now are hitting it and like a fly, like it's going out of the park.
Yeah.
At 12 years old.
220 and 220, 340 are so different.
I understand that, but so is a 12-year-old and a human male who's grown full size and hits balls hard. So I'm getting worried.
Are you actively betting against him?
No, I'm just on record as to saying I'm one of the only people I think that says
are there states on this by the way?
No, I don't think there should be because I want him to do it.
We
just need to prove one of these points because we had another argument this weekend about the 10 speed versus BMX. We just need to solve some of this stuff. We just can't keep coming up with these hypotheticals and not solving anything.
Oh, 10 speed out of the gate versus
the length of a hockey rink. Who would win? A 10-speed rider or a BMX rider to the end? The BMX rider is going to get to half first, obviously, because the start's easier on those bikes. But once the 10-speed gets going, no gears, got to stay in the same gear. The bigger wheels, less pedaling.
So, and is it
more speed?
Is it a rider of a BMX versus a rider of a 10
So that's where the argument came in this weekend, because
there's some fucking beast sprinters on the, well, they're not even 10 speeds anymore, but yes.
The argument was a BMX rider on both bikes or a 10 speed rider on both bikes. Which one are they going to do faster? I don't know. It's all just ridiculous. You must have, like, I'm sure you guys have some of these hypotheticals you've had with your friends, and like, do you solve them? Do you get them done?
We do a lot of bets with my buddies, like group texts. Like, that's how I learned how to juggle. That's how I learned how to solve a Rubik's cube. I have a buddy who can ride a unicycle and juggle. That's kind of where we go. We challenge each other at a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And then just get it done. So as we got to get it done. I'm on Team J hitting that ball out for short.
You're like Mark Wahlberg and the other guys who learns to do all these things so he can make fun of the people that do them.
I was just going to say, now I can't remember this guy's name, so I'm not going to bring it up, because it'll be just like what I just did was an absolute show killer right there. Sorry.
I have one Oilers topic I want to get to today.
Oh, all right, yes. Go. Forgot who's even on the team.
No, it was the question Waz put out that I think is getting some good responses.
It is getting a lot of responses.
Can you think of one player? Yeah, there was a spelling mistake in it, and it's still going to get traction. Can you think of one player who almost became an Edmonton Oiler or was strongly linked with the team? He starts by saying Tim Thomas. I don't remember that.
Tim Thomas technically was an Oiler for like...
Yeah, I do remember that.
How'd that work?
When?
But what's the question? Do I remember one Oiler that was almost part of the team?
Michael Nylander. Remember when he was supposedly signing with the Oilers and then pulled out at the last
minute? Sure, I remember. First one that comes to my mind, which is recently, was Corey Perry. There was a little bit of buzz about Corey Perry coming for Stanley Cup run last year.
There was a trade in place for Corey Perry and Mike Comrie
at the draft
way back when, but then we asked for Comrie to claw some money back.
Yeah. Danny Heatley's another one. That's obvious to me. I still want to see the DVD. Love to know what's on there.
He's an obvious one. Thomas Vanek.
Thomas Vanek, offer sheet.
Kalen was in on Twitter and said Hossa and Jágr. And he says Hossa was going to sign if Jágr signed in 08.
Hossa, I remember that one. There was a lot of hype on that one. And then he ended up going to Chicago.
Yeah.
Is Jágr aging?
Not really.
No. He's living his best life, man. That keeps you young.
Dude.
Another good recent one is Jacob Markstrom.
Yep. Right. Flipped, went to Calgary.
Had the offer.
What about any of the leaked jersey guys?
Susie, Carson, Eric Staal.
Susie, yeah.
Mark Staal.
Oh, it's Mark Staal.
It was Mark, yeah. Oh, they were shopping for a D-man.
Dodge that bullet, huh?
Maybe, depending on who you ask. Who is another one?
I don't know, but like, what's the point of this question? I know, not from you bringing it up to us. I mean, from like, it's like somebody that
Connor Brown would be almost the root had of this, right?
That could have helped us in a certain situation. Or
Connor,
just like,
spoke about Connor Brown right now.
Just like, who's the guy that you regret we didn't get? When you heard that we were going to.
Yeah, someone who was like always, like, think about every year Jim Matheson being like, Drew Stafford would be a good fit. That's a guy who'd fit.
We almost had Shea Weber.
Did we get that guy who got in the trouble in the cab in Ottawa? What was his name again?
Chris Weidman.
We did have Chris Weidman.
Okay.
Yeah. What's the Weber thing? Why don't I remember that?
Who's the other guy from Ottawa that got in trouble? I don't know
what draft it was, but it was Hall for Weber.
Yeah, it was when Hall, Weber, Subban all got traded. Like,
yeah,
they were
a Hall for Weber.
Yeah,
fuck, you imagine if they pulled the trigger on that. Ooh-wee. Remember the rumored deal when they were trying to get when there was like, oh, the Oilers could get Subban out of Montreal, but it's gonna take it was the Draisaitl pick and Klefbom and something else too. Like, it was insane. Thank God they didn't do that.
Well. Brian Leetch and Mike Richter on this list I'm seeing of replies. I didn't know that.
They were both guys who I think maybe
like after they won their cup.
No, like similar to the Tim Thomas thing where the Oilers had their rights and then just didn't sign them.
Oh, that's right. We did have Leach's rights.
He just went in the Hockey Hall of Fame, didn't he? Or just got
maybe
him and Zetterberg.
Maybe
a lot of Heatleys. Christopher Stieg.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. That PTO
jump ship to Calgary.
Yep.
Mike Comrie the second time.
Well, we got him.
But he came in on the PTO and that was it, wasn't it?
No, he played. He played a year with us.
Yeah, Mike Comrie.
He came back and actually played a year?
Yeah. For some reason. I remember he got a preseason hat trick and a fight and it was just like...
Yeah.
It was Comrie season.
Who did he fight?
I don't remember.
I remember being at that preseason game though when I was younger and the crowd, chanting Comrie. That was cool.
We need Wanya here. That's the exact kind of random fact I know. Would remember.
When I wanted to bring up that question, I was hoping there would be some better responses.
Did you guys do the clip thing? Did you send Tyler the clip and he figured out the game?
Oh, I do have a couple, actually. Yeah, I completely forgot about it, but I do have a couple. Let's do it on Thursday.
Okay, we'll do it Thursday. Yeah. That's Thursday's pod. I like that.
I have some. They're the first one that came in. You're going to hit it for sure. The second one that came in, it's tough, man. It's tough, but yeah, we'll absolutely do that on Thursday. So essentially, Chalmers, what Tyler said when you were away is that if he sees 5 seconds of an Oilers game, any Oilers game between 2012 and like now.
Oh, I like this already. Okay.
Yeah. He'll be able to find that game.
He'll be able to tell you what game.
I kind of want to do the in easy 5 minutes right now.
Oh, a 5 minute clip?
No. A five second clip in 5 minutes. He can tell you which
game. A 5 second clip of a hockey game.
Yep.
You get to see players.
Yeah.
You get to see what jersey they're wearing.
Yeah.
Potentially a board sponsor.
Yeah.
Oh. You get 5 minutes.
Yeah.
I would not bet against you.
Yeah,
you get to see fashion in the crowd.
There's enough.
The
player names is what's.
Look at how that person's wearing their hat. Must be 2013.
No, that's not what I mean. That's not what I mean. If you see a lot of oil drop jerseys, then you know it's probably around when that was released because
the Oilers are wearing in that.
If there's not a single orange jersey, then you know it's before when we introduced those jerseys.
Is there a way we can makeshift like produce this right now? Because I've got.
Email me the clip.
Can I airdrop it to you?
Yeah,
we'll go. We'll like. Oh, so we'll take a break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we'll play that. You'll play the clip.
Yeah, or do you want me to just talk through my process of finding it?
Sure. If it's that easy.
You're gonna. Have
to can I help
a,
you?
A little bit of second for prep.
Oh, well, let's watch it.
You can watch it.
We'll watch it in action, man.
Where is this Tyler clip?
Go new window,
clip for sorry. Tyler.
Okay, so it's 12. It's 2012 to present day.
Yeah. Yep.
I got 5 minutes. Pressure's on too. Like
if it was me trying to pick a clip, I'd probably try to pick one right either in the middle.
So I also, Tyler, just so you know,
yep.
I have got the answer to this. Yep. I am ready to go. And this is being airdropped to Tyler right now. Here's the first clip that I think you're going to get this one.
Okay. Save downloads.
Is the listener going to be able to hear the clip?
Okay. Ready?
Yep.
I'm going to hit it.
Let's go.
Okay. Clip firing up. Oh, it's on the TV behind us. Okay. Oh, and it's sideways.
Why is it sideways?
I don't think I like that at all. I don't like how that's sideways.
Mute this.
Well, that one's an easy one.
One sec.
What do you mean?
He has to do is search like...
Well, that's
the game though.
That's the game.
Right. I know, but there's a sponsor on the board that literally was only a sponsor for like 2 years.
Why can't I turn this?
Things?
Why can't I turn
Or this? The things that are going to get how? The answer?
Can I the merge one?
Okay. You do your own research.
What if you go to edit
right now? Use your phone.
Okay.
Can you airdrop search. It to me to my phone search. Or send yeah, it yeah. to the Real Life group chat if you can?
Okay.
Can you drag search it over there?
Sponsor.
Yep. Group chat.
Maybe Chalmers and I'll race. Maybe that'll be the game.
All right. So let's get this over here. I'm going to drop this into the group chat, boys.
I'm in shambles right now. This is probably great podcasting. Shout out to everybody.
Well, we'll just cut all this out.
Oh yeah, that too. We could.
Sometimes people so it's like coming in the group nonsense. Chat here right now.
Okay. All right. It's coming in the group chat.
So what we've got here is...
Okay. I won't start watching it yet.
This is 19 seconds.
Wow. Okay.
Could be too long.
Could be.
But ultimately, I think you're going to get it.
Okay. I'm excited for this.
Chalmers, you got it there too?
Do I get to see the clip? Where are you watching on TV?
Yeah, I got it right here.
So the boys are watching the clip now. They're studying.
Okay.
Chalmers, Jay,
Oilers,
Tyler.
Blues. Oilers, Blues. Blues in their Reeboks still. So you know it's not an Adidas era. Boyd Gordon's an Oiler.
Oh, I think that's Ryan Whitney. Too.
That's not LaRocque.
Okay, I think I can work with this. Start the clock. It's 2:31.
2:31 local time. I'm going to run a timer here.
Hockey reference.
Google timer. Let's go.
Ryan Whitney. Oilers to wear.
Timer's running here, Tyler.
Number six. Yep, I'm cruising here. List of all the Oilers to wear number six. I don't want to get off to a bad start.
I already told you it was. I shouldn't have said it.
So that is either Ryan Whitney or Jesse Owensu. Okay. We also know Boyd Gordon's on the team.
Yep. He was the commissioner.
Yeah.
Can I check? So I just have to tell you the date this game played?
Yeah.
Easy.
There's no way he did it that fast.
Already.
Okay, text me, Chalmers. I'll let you know.
Just hold on. I'll tell you in a second. It's going to take me 1 second.
13, 14, or 14, 15 were the 2 years Boyd Gordon was an Oiler. So we know it's one of those 2 years.
I was narrowing it down here.
Perfect schedule.
We've got 4 minutes and 15 seconds left on the clock.
Okay, don't yell out your answer because I got it too. Yeah. I got it too, and it's not even from the game. March 13th. Oh, no. Shit. Sorry.
Well, you probably don't know what year.
Do you know what year? I know what year.
I've got the answer.
I can tell you the score of it too.
Wow, Chalmers is quick. Yeah, Chalmers got his in less than a minute, his answer. Did you text me, Chalmers?
Yep. I'll just show you my
2014-15. I'm actually rattled he got that so quick. I feel like flustered.
I'll tell you how, and it has nothing to do with the hockey game.
Chalmers. Excited for that.
Chalmers has got his answer in. Less than a minute came in. Tyler, you've got 3 minutes and 40 seconds still going.
Pretty confident in myself right now.
I am really, my heart is pounding. That was exciting. That's a lot of fun. Maybe we should take the time limit to only 2 minutes.
So it's got to be in St. Louis, obviously.
So this one came in from Electronic Jordan. Our friend came in. He was quick on that one. So if you're listening to this right now and you want to play, Chalmers is apparently really good at this game.
And you guys made fun of the fashion. This has something. This is, I'll tell you how after.
Find me a clip of an Oilers game from 2012 until 2013. It's got to be a short clip. In this case, we had 19 seconds from Electronic Jordan.
2012 to 2023.
2012 to 2023. I don't know what I said. Email it to me along with the answer and I'll test the boys.
I couldn't tell you a single player on the ice. I couldn't tell you the score of the game.
I couldn't tell you if that was
in Edmonton or St. Louis.
Boom. I got it. And I got the goal too.
We've got it. So Tyler, you did that in about just under 2.5 minutes. Chalmers, less than a minute. Chalmers, you were in first. I will give you the go ahead. Actually, Tyler, while he's text me your answer. Though I can make sure that we are on where everything is on the up and up here. Because I need to know how Chalmers found this so quickly.
Yeah.
Because it is.
Yeah, I want to know just from.
It really is something. All right.
Chalmers knew because of the release, the ticker at the bottom that said the Panthers released Steve Smith.
That's exactly it.
It's not true.
So we've got.
The score was 6-2 on March 13th, 2014.
That is the correct answer.
And on that day, the Bengals released James Harrison, which was the ticker before the Steve Smith one. So I simply searched what day I said Bengals released James Harrison and boom.
All right. We are amending the rules to the contest. Yeah. If you are sending me clips, please do, but cut the ticker out.
Yeah.
Let's do a little cropping.
So Tyler? My first thing was to see that it was Fox. It was a Fox broadcast.
Okay.
So I was going to see at when Fox had rights, but they had them from 94 all the way to 2021. But in 98, they rebranded them to regional rights. Mm. So that took me on a dead end path. So then I continued to watch the video and boom, there came my answer. The ticker.
Tyler, how'd you get it?
Tigger gave it away. So I will say now that we're workshopping this a little bit, 5 seconds at the most.
5 second clip?
Yeah. Being able to see the goal and like see how like five players on the ice definitely gave it away. Cause you could just go again. I went Boyd Gordon, saw the 2 years he played, list of Oilers to wear number 6. Cause it is hard to tell if that's Yoensuu or Whitney.
Oh, I told you it was.
I know you did say it was Yoensuu, but it's, you don't know for sure. So then I knew that it had to be Yoensuu because of the year he played.
But if you saw the Panthers Steve Smith ticker, why'd you go through this whole process?
Because he was
or did you trying to do it in an honest way?
Nobody. I just had to tell you when that clip was from.
I know, but anyway, it's easy to just Google when did the Panthers release Steve Smith.
And that's why next time it like. Yeah. If I get,
if it was
before.
So easy, then what? So you did see the ticker and you specifically thought to yourself, I'm not going
to
do that.
I was trying to stay true to the game, which is so what we're going to do.
I didn't know that
orders.
Was a, you just, you told me to,
that is true. Chalmers did not know,
from.
But what I'm going to do for Thursday is if I get more clips coming in, I'm going to do a little prep. I'm going to crop ticker out. Mm-hmm. I'm going to make this an even,
I mean, you play. Had to know that I wasn't going to just totally seven. Think about the hockey. When I told you I was going to look in the crowd and look at
it. And then your first call was, oh, that's sponsor. What was the sponsor?
Fox. I told them because it's a Fox broadcast. So I was going to see when Fox was broadcasting.
Yeah, I think the process is identify the jerseys first. That gives you a general area. And then I think you need two players on the ice. If you can like 100% get two players on the ice and you would have in the first 5 seconds, then I think it's pretty doable.
My window is open at home is what I'm laughing about.
Both my truck windows are open and it is pouring outside. Right now. I just accidentally left them open. I don't know what I was thinking.
Okay, Tyler, new rules here. So we got a 5 second clip we're looking for.
Yeah.
And that's it. And I'm going to do a little clipping if I have to. I'm going to do a little hair cutting.
Because again, like showing a goal almost gave it away too, because I saw too many players. I think you want it to be just a limited little movement from the
game. But moral of the story, both guys got it well within the 5 minute time limit. Yeah,
5 minutes is a good amount of time. Like I should.
Well within the 5 minute time limit.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, so there you go.
There should be a prize for the clip that we don't get because it seems like a pretty easy game.
Yeah, if someone can stump.
Well, you have to now try it without using the ticker.
You would not have gotten it if you didn't see the ticker.
Yeah, but that's not what was the game.
There were no rules.
See, and this is exactly why we have to figure out the pitching. We have to figure out everything because no matter what happens, somebody will always find a way.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You told me to tell you when that clip was from, and I did it under a minute.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me the rules.
No, it's not your fault.
I'm not blaming you, but
you found a hole, so we have to patch it up.
Well, let's patch the hole. I'm glad we did a dry run.
Before we wrap it up, got to give some love to AMA Travel. AMATravel.ca/dreams is where you can go. See how they can help you. Plan a great summer vacation.
You know what AMA is doing for us, Tyler?
I don't.
They have planned our entire trip to Nashville for the draft for us.
Really?
Yep.
I hear we're bringing quite a crew.
We're bringing from the Alberta crew. It is. Yeah. So once it's again, heavy. Why you work with experts like that? Cause initially I thought it was a stressful, daunting task. Mm-hmm. Sent an email off. Done.
Awesome. When's the draft?
Last week of June.
28th and 29th, I believe.
Yeah. Pretty much a month out. There you go. Going to be doing some fun stuff with our friends at Betway, AMA Travel, all that down at the draft in Nashville. And that's right in the middle of the 2 weeks I'm going sober for the summer. So quite the test.
I might do a...
Why'd you pick those 2 weeks?
I might do a hot chicken review. I wonder if AMA would like if I do a hot chicken review
That Dave's hot chicken place we've been trying? You know Drake's like a majority guy in it or close to it or something?
Dave's is like, that is...
Isn't that crazy?
It's legit.
Yeah,
is this here?
I did not know about Drake.
That was in Cali.
Oh, yeah. But it's like a Drake restaurant. He's like a partner.
Actually, I wonder why it's so good. It's good. So like that's my last hot chicken experience. And I have to reference that against the Hattie B's. I do love the Prince, but we're also going to go to like the gritty Independence.
Hell yeah.
You want me to take you to a real gritty one? I'll take you to probably the grittiest hot chicken.
Is that place the bring your own beer place you told us about?
Yes.
Yeah. I'll try that. Yeah.
Yep.
Giddy up. All right, there you go. That's a wrap on a May 29th edition of the Real Life Podcast. Shout out to Betway, AMA Travel, Oodle Noodle, and Wilhawk Beef Jerky. We'll be back on Thursday. Send BM your clips.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.